Vectis Radio. Vectis Radio. FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
We have in the studio, we have, is Steve Double?
That's correct.
Steve Double, good morning.
Good morning. Hello, listeners on 104.6 FM Vectis Radio.
That's a little jingle there. We should say hello to your wife before we start.
Would you like to do that?
Yeah, let's do it before we forget.
She might be at home listening. Susan Double.
Susan Double, good morning. So we did that because just in case we got to the end and we forgot to mention her, that wouldn't have been good, would it?
Wouldn't have been good for me.
You wouldn't have been able to go home. Now, look, we're going to talk rock music in a minute. But yeah. First of all, we are going to talk about Operation Geranium. I've seen the card, so I've heard people talk about it, but what is Operation Geranium?
Operation Geranium, it's the op they could not stop. They couldn't cancel or postpone it. And it started in May 2020 at Care in the Garden, which is at Park Road in Wootton, and it employs people with learning and support needs and gives them an opportunity in life to be part of a team growing plants. So it started there. And we give away 400 pots of brightly coloured geraniums, and we distribute them through volunteers in the care sector to help support people that are older on the island, to let them know we care about them. We did it all through COVID and through the lockdowns, and we're doing it again this year, season 3, Operation Geranium.
How brilliant is that? That it's helping people one end of the spectrum, age-wise,
yeah,
and then the other lot as well, the ones that are over 64, so to speak. I mean,
yeah, we're all getting to that age group. And when we started out, we thought this would be a nice thing to do for older people. And then we realised we are the older people.
But this is brilliant, because I tell you what, we get an awful lot of young people come through. And my biggest frustration with young people with learning difficulties is they're not allowed to flourish. They're not allowed to do. They're not allowed to, you know, do things for themselves. They're not allowed to. They're not encouraged to enough.
I like that word, flourish. Yeah, and that's it. It's about bringing the potential out in people that have not got the opportunities and would be like surplus people. But you've got to recognise that these people are local people and they have a right to work and they have a right to enjoy everything that we take for granted, really. So we're giving them 60 people a week through the Care and Garden Buddy scheme, and we're trying to get them into employment. And we're trying to just give them opportunities and give them a full life and the recipe for a full life, which we all take for granted, but it's not available to everyone, is it?
It's great that you're giving them that experience, so then people can look and say, hey, oh yeah, you can do it. Yeah, of course they can do it.
Yeah.
And that's what frustrates me, is that we judge before we even meet and see. And I just think this is a wonderful thing. I really do.
You can't judge a book by its cover.
No, absolutely. I mean, yeah. I'd love someone to come round and sort my garden out with a geranium. So maybe they could come round, if they're green-fingered, come round and sort me out at some point as well.
I'll put you on the list.
Put me on. Oh, I bet loads of people are doing that then. See? They've got a use. You know, they can do. You've just got to give people a chance. And that's what really annoys me. I'll tell you what, I'm pretty sure there was a young lady at the college that used to come in. This is way before COVID. Mm. And she was sat at the round table in the green room. And it was her final session here at Vectis Radio. And she was crying. She was upset. And I said, what's wrong? And she said, I'm leaving college and I don't know where I'm going or what I'm doing. And I think she went down to... where you are, Operation Geranium, and she's doing all right now.
Yeah.
And you just think, how brilliant is that? So they, you know, people have feelings. They know what the next thing in their life is and they want to do it. They must be so frustrated, but you're giving them hope. You know, you're giving them something to do and
there's
treat
always
them.
Hope.
Oh, absolutely right. So they come in. What do they actually, you know, what do you get them to do? What's on the agenda when they first turn up? When somebody first turns up, what's
currently he's very busy with planting schemes. And through Newport Business Association, we're supplying over 80 hanging baskets to the town centre. So we've got the Hanging Gardens of Newport project. We've got mower men that go out and do gardening jobs, like probably would come to visit you. So there's people that buddy up with two or three people. So there's one person with like support needs or learning difficulties and a gardener that works with him. So together they can achieve a lot. And they can work together as a team and produce brilliant results. And if it takes them a bit longer... And they get all the plants that they grow and they take them out from Care in the Garden. So it's healthy plants at amazing prices. It's a plant market that's open to everyone. There's a splinter woodwork project where they've got woodworking and they make picnic tables. They've made over 28 picnic tables for the Isle of Wight NHS Trust. And so people can have a rest when they're working on the coal face through the COVID and sit and have a sandwich outside. And projects like that, really, in town centres, floral displays for the coronation, for the jubilee. They're there for people that need. If you want a bird box or you want a 7-foot picnic table, you can get it made up by people and they will produce it.
Describe, if you can, what you see when someone comes in and they do a session and they leave. What happens?
You just see a change. You just see them sort of actually building friendships, being part of a team, working together, achieving things, seeing opportunities, seeing the road ahead. And it's for everyone, you know. Everyone can have a bend in the road where they get anxiety or depression and they just need to step back from the fast lane. And it's for people that have always had learning and support difficulties in their lives and for people that just hit a bend in the road, which can happen to people. So it's there for people. And it's a great project, inspiring. Go and have a look around, because it's always still inspiring me. And every time I go there, there's something different. So it changes all the time, but it's there, and that's the main thing. It's survived the lockdowns and COVID, and it's still there.
Fantastic. I'm not going to name any names, but someone recently, I heard this story, that they are 19 and they have learning difficulties, and they've now left full-time education, and they had to go somewhere. Apparently, you have to go somewhere, and you have to sort of... and they tell you whether you're fit for work or not. And this young person has been told numerous times, oh, no, you're not ready yet. You're not ready yet. And I'm just thinking, if we do that to loads, it's no wonder we've got a mental health crisis. Because the best thing that that person can do, and others that are in the same boat, is reject that and say, no, I'm going to go and do something. I've got to do something.
Yeah.
And get the parents to push as well. And I know that there will be circumstances, but I just think that that is something that we desperately need to change that mindset. Mm. We do need to do that as soon as possible, because all we're going to do is we're just going to have a big number of people that are struggling because we're not encouraging, we're not letting them flourish.
Prescribing, isn't it? I mean, we've got a hospital that's just overcrowded and can't deal with the pressures that are on it. And the obvious thing is to try and help people that need help in the community and put them right. And because you can't fix everyone's problems by sending them into a hospital, you've got to look at other ways of helping people, haven't you? And that's
absolutely
what you do at Lectus Radio.
Well, look, good luck with that. Is there a website that people can check out?
Yeah, Care in the Garden, CIC. So I'd like to mention the Kia Bike Cargo Company, because they're doing all the deliveries for our Operation Draining plant. So 400 go out from June the 1st, and they're like taking cars off the road. They're stopping sort of air pollution. They're helping to save the planet by not reducing our reliance on fossil fuels. So Kia Bike Company have like stepped in, and they're going to be delivering all of the 400 geraniums on 14 routes across the island, and they're doing it for free. And they're sort of like, they're probably fitter than us, so they're going to be cycling and pedaling all these bikes around. So yeah, it's great for them to help us out again.
Brilliant. Hey, look, every day I don't know who's going to turn up, I don't know what we're going to get, but every day I'll get inspired, and you've inspired me, so you can stick around if you like.
I'll stick around if you want me to talk about rock music.
We're going to talk about rock music.
There's got to be a link there.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with some Niall Horan.